Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Before I Go to Sleep by S.J. Watson, narrated by Orla Cassidy. And now, Before I Go to Sleep.
Part 1. Today. The bedroom is strange, unfamiliar. I don't know where I am, how I came to be here. I don't know how I'm going to get home. I have spent the night here. I was woken by a woman's voice. At first I thought she was in bed with me, but then realized she was reading the news and I was hearing a radio alarm, and when I opened my eyes, found myself here, in this room I do not recognize. My eyes adjust and I look around in the near dark. A dressing gown hangs off the back of the closet door. Suitable for a woman, but for one much older than I am. And some dark-colored trousers are folded neatly over the back of a chair at the dressing table, but I can make out little else. The alarm clock looks complicated, but I find a button and manage to silence it. It is then that I hear a juddering intake of breath behind me, and realize I am not alone. I turn around. I see an expanse of skin and dark hair flecked with white, a man. He has his left arm outside the covers, and there is a gold band on the third finger of the hand. I suppress a groan. So this one is not only old and grey, I think, but also married. Not only have I screwed a married man, but I have done so in what I am guessing is his home, in the bed he must usually share with his wife. I lie back to gather myself. I ought to be ashamed. I wonder where the wife is. Do I need to worry about her arriving back at any moment? I imagine her standing.